Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island since 1988. Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find 312 Wheat Ale, Big Juicy Beer Hug, and so many other limited releases at either of Goose's locations in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together.
Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot. My co-host is Jim DeRogatis. And this is part of our bonus podcast for our special Patreon members. As you know, we are musical fanatics. The Desert Island Jukebox is near and dear to our heart. We stack it up with records we cannot live without. Jim, you and I have been doing this for over a decade now.
And we must never have
run out. We must have like several hundred songs by now. That jukebox is going to be packed to bursting.
Big jukebox.
Yes. And yet you are going to add yet another song to that jam-packed jukebox. Can you give us a little hint about what you want to play?
Well, you know Stevie Wonder, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, no
I've heard of him.
No slouch on the keyboard instruments, right? I'm going to play something from the guy who gave Stevie Wonder inspiration.
Oh, boy. Sounds great. That's going to be coming up in a minute on Sound Opinion.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island Beer Company. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in and inspired by Chicago. They got 312 Wheat Ale, Hazy Beer Hug, and many more one-off beers at the Fulton Street Tap Room or their new Salt Shed Pub. The perfect place to go before a show at the Salt Shed. Me and Andrew were there on opening night, Greg. Mm-hmm. It was really exciting. You had Rocky Mountain spotted fever, tick fever. I'm sorry about that. Anyway, every time we go to one of these goose joints, there's another new one to try, and we love them all.
I'm a fan. In addition to making great products and event spaces, Goose Island has always been a supporter of music culture in Chicago and nationwide. I mean, if you see that Goose Island logo at a venue or a restaurant, you know you're in good hands.
Yeah, we are proud to be associated with Goose Island. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer, and Sound Opinions is. Sound Opinions is brought to you by NordVPN. NordVPN is the gateway to secure and private access to the internet. We all need that. And it works by enveloping all of your online activities in a layer of encryption while also hiding information about your virtual location. Greg, before I had a VPN, I was sitting in a doctor's waiting room, and boy, did I get hammered with a virus. I mean, I'd go to the doctor and get rid of a virus.
Well, safety from viruses is one of the great uses of NordVPN. It's an incredible tool. It's easy to use. You can connect with just one click and enjoy the amazing speed on every major platform, from Windows to iOS to Android. Now, this summer, I'll be doing some traveling.
You're going overseas.
This is a necessity. You know, you've got to use this. I know I can count on NordVPN to help me easily access secure connections on public Wi-Fi in airports, hotels, cafes, anywhere I go. You know, it's easy to get hacked these days, right?
Yep.
This will help. It also makes it easy to access paid subscriptions to streaming services and content, even if it's not available in the country I'm in.
So you can watch your Netflix while you're sunning it in Europe.
Absolutely.
If you want safe access to your favorite streams, social media, and more, no matter where you are, get an exclusive NordVPN deal here at nordvpn.com/soundopinions. nordvpn.com/soundopinions. It's risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee, and the link's in the description of this episode.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions, Jim. Okay, I'm intrigued. Stevie Wonder inspiration here, right? Tell us what you're going to add to the Desert Island Jukebox.
Well, you know I have this enduring fondness and fascination for the pioneers of analog synthesis, the musicians who took these ungainly instruments that were part, like, you know, primitive computer with patch cord switchboards and began to make musical instruments. I've talked about them in the past. We did that fascinating book about Wendy Carlos, and I paid tribute to Mort Garson a while back on a Desert Island bonus. I've got to pay sad tribute to a man who just died at the age of 84, Malcolm Cecil.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know that name, do you?
No, I do know that name, yeah.
Oh, you do know that name. Malcolm Cecil was 50% of Tonto's expanding headband.
Mm-hmm.
His death at 84 was announced by the Moog Foundation. You know, he would go on to play Moog synthesizers and Oberheims and basically anything and everything analog synthesizer related that he could get his hands on. But what was Tonto? Tonto was the original new timbral orchestra, generally considered one of the first analog multi-timbral polyphonic synthesizers. See, the problem with a lot of the old analog synthesizers, you got one note at a time.
Right.
Wendy Carlos had to put together those Bach pieces one note at a time, three or four or five notes layered on each other to get a chord. But Malcolm Cecil was a guy who had come from the UK, born before World War II, was a ham radio buff. All of these analog pioneers were equal part electronic hobbyist and musician. He went from ham radio to work as an engineer with the Royal Air Force, but always was a really good jazz player, upright bass and other instruments. When he comes to the U.S., he's fascinated with this burgeoning analog synthesis. And he builds, along with his partner, Robert Mogilev, the first, like I said, polyphonic synthesizer, which they named Tonto. They put out two albums in 71, 72 as Tonto's expanding headband. Where that came from, I don't know, right? Their polyphonic synth was the size of a small room, really. It was like you climbed into the cockpit. You were surrounded on 3 3/4 sides by analog switches and dials. There was actually an ignition switch and all of these endless patch cords. And this instrument really took analog synthesizers to a new level, because now you could play, you know, songs, full songs, without creating a multi-track insanity of one note at a time. Zero Time, the first Tonto's expanding headband record, was a real cult thing. But talk about members of the cult. One day, Cecil, Mr. Cecil's at home. I like to picture him making a cup of tea. Somebody, some well-dressed black gentleman, rings the doorbell and says, hello, sir, I have someone here who wants to meet you. In a pistachio green suit with the sunglasses on is Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
I've got to see this Tonto thing, he says, right?
Figuratively
well,
speaking,
see,
of
yes,
course.
See. Yeah. Malcolm Cecil begins to work with Stevie Wonder on 4 of his most innovative albums: Music of My Mind, Talking Book, Inner Visions, and Fulfillingness's First Finale. That's always been a hard one to say.
Yeah.
The 4 synth albums, the 4 great synth albums of Stevie's career. And we're talking about songs like Evil and Music of My Mind that we have long associated as 100% Stevie Wonder, but it is really Malcolm Cecil and his partner, Robert Mogilev, who are playing these and programming and playing the synthesizers. You know, that leads to a lot of session work for the Isley Brothers, 3-4 albums with the Isleys, Randy Newman, Gene Parsons, Richie Havens, Wilson Pickett, right? A fascinating discography. But to me, it's all really about those 2 albums that Cecil and Robert made together.
Mm-hmm.
I love that first Tonto's expanding headband record, Zero Time. And you can just hear a new instrument coming into its own with a world of possibilities that we haven't finished exploring yet all these years later. I'm going to play the opening track, Cybernaut, by Tonto's expanding headband.
Thank you.
Cybernaut by Tonto's Expanding Headband. I bought this album like at the Corvettes for $3 just because the cover was so weird. It's like psychedelic frogs going off into space.
Yeah, I know that guy's name from those Stevie records, and it is amazing what he was able to do as an inspiration for a generation of musicians, for sure. That's it for this bonus episode. For more full episodes, visit soundopinions.org. To sponsor the show, email sponsor@soundopinions.org. Thanks for listening.